Congress has just reauthorized the J-1 visa bill that allows states to sponsor foreign physicians for 3 years if they promise to set up practice in underserved areas. Wisconsin has 107 such areas and a shortage of more than 500 doctors needed to serve the people who live in them.
We're not replacing doctors to the underserved areas, specifically the rural areas and the inner city areas, as fast as we're losing them.
Dr. Paul Wirch is the past president of the Wisconsin Medical Society. He says one quarter of the state's primary care doctors will retire in the next decade. He says one of the reasons young doctors aren't volunteering to replace them is the high cost of medical school.
Right now, the average debt of a student leaving medical school is $140,000, and I've met several students with over $200,000 worth of debt, and it gets them sort of frightened to go to a primary care where they're not going to be earning as much and not be able to pay that debt back as quickly.
Wirch says the foreign doctors that the J-1 visa program can bring in don't face the same debt problems because medical school in many countries is paid for by the government or is much less expensive than it is in the U.S. He says the hope is that at least some of the doctors who use the visa program will decide to stay and apply for U.S. citizenship. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.